Hello and welcome to Breathe In, Booze Out, episode number 4. Has it really been 4 months?
Yeah, it's been four months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Five.
4 or 5?
Let's see. Our first episode.
No, it's 4.
This is 4. Shut up, Ryan.
Hey, it's an unlucky number in Japan because 4 means death. Right, Drea?
But I live in apartment 4.
Oh, shit. That's some Junji Ito shit right there, Drea. For all those who are weeaboos, they get that joke.
If it makes any difference, this is episode 1 for me.
All right, so we're going to let you know who that is in a little bit. But Drea is joining us. We are actually live at Wonder, hanging out. Good crowd, Dynamo game coming up and everything, so it's back.
Pretty cool stuff.
We have natural music in the background. So, you know, forgive us for that one. So Drea's here. She's actually drinking no beer right now.
No, I was drinking, what was it called?
You were drinking Mission Control.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
You forgot what you were drinking.
Well, it's because he kept like talking about the one that he was drinking yesterday, and I was like, wait, which one am I drinking?
Oh, you're drinking Mission Control. It's rocket fuel without the rocket.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It's just fuel?
It's just fuel.
No, it's because it's their Vietnamese porter, or Vietnamese coffee porter, but without the Vietnamese coffee. So it's more the English style ale.
I'm glad that last night you guys were huffing gas, and not today.
Gas is good though.
And of course, really Ryan's here.
What's up, guys?
What are you enjoying right
now? I am enjoying their coffee and cream, which is their dome foam and their rocket fuel.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It has the creaminess of the cream ale, and it has a little bit of the sourness the coffiness of the rocket fuel. It's really good. I still like straight up rocket fuel more though. That's my favorite juice and beer.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm Jesus. I'm enjoying Hopston, which is my second one. This one is getting to be one of my favorite beers.
Really?
Yeah, Hopston.
Well, hold on. Better than like any Carbach, Topdillo, or.
Let's say there's a Houston beer pantheon.
Okay.
And it's, because I don't want to say it's my favorite or give a definite.
Yeah.
But these guys are getting into the pantheon of gods.
That's cool.
And normally we'd have Eric on here, but he's enjoying the birth of his daughter. So congratulations,
Eric.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. We're going to miss you on this show and everything, but, man, 20-inch daughter.
What?
Heck yeah. That's what's up.
Well, him and his love are pretty tall, but man.
Yeah, that's crazy and everything. But we'll have him back on for the next episode. If we go bi-monthly,
we're gonna have
him next time. But joining us tonight is a new member for Breathe In, Booze Out, John Owen.
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
So, John, you have a lot of alcohol knowledge, right?
Yes, fortunately, I do have a lot of alcohol knowledge. I guess that's kind of the courtesy of the Specs boot camp that I've gone through and my education over the past 3 years. I've really delved into the wide world of spirits and progressing from the, the early 20s drinking for effect. And now stepping into the realm of adulthood and appreciating the connoisseurship of spirits in general.
So it's leaving behind the Lone Star beers.
I don't know. Lone Star's always got its place. You know, when you're on a budget and you want something fuzzy to drink on a hot summer day, Lone Star serves its purpose.
I do want to say this. Like, I became a snob and then I had a Lone Star for the first time. And I was like, oh, this is like $3. That's fine.
I had a Lone Star last night over at the Insomnia for their sticker art show. And I was like, I don't hate this, right? And I needed a beer, so why not?
After 4 drinks, you look at the cap and try to figure out the puzzle. And it's like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube with your hands tied behind your back.
Yeah, it's difficult.
You had Lone Star last night?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah.
Plan.
I'm flipping Jesus off right now. I know this is not a visual medium.
So the Booze of the Month honor is going to go to John.
Oh, right on. I get the honor. We were actually talking about Dash Vodka out of Brookshire, Texas. It's a Houston area-based vodka company. And, on the leading edge of just higher quality Texas spirits. leading the wave and kind of picking up where Tito's started. And it's a nice vodka, seven times distilled from a Scottish copper pot still, filtered through raw coconut shells. Ingredients are going to be organic wheat and organic raisins. Ali Ansari is the master distiller and the mastermind behind the brand, and he immigrated here from Iran and wanted to create a vodka that symbolizes the drinking culture in Iran. I know some of you guys are like, wait, hold on, that's illegal. Well, you know, we had moonshine in the States. In Iran, there's actually a really cool, like, home distilling culture, because obviously alcohol is illegal due to the mullahs that took over, Iran. But like in every country, there's those that enjoy nice drinks, and so he wanted to bring that culture to the U.S. and create a Texas-based vodka that symbolizes the qualities of what he grew up on as far as Iranian vodka. That's actually crazy. One of the coolest vodkas I've ever had.
So this is basically like for the beer scene, the homebrew scene, but yes. It's come over.
Yeah, it's like a home distillation scene, and Tito's was really, in the United States, Tito's was one of the big names that really started steamrolling that movement. And it was because of Tito's success that we're starting to see a lot of these players pop up in Texas scene. You know, you've got like BJ Hookers now. You've got Ranger Creek out of San Antonio.
Ranger Creek's pretty good.
You've got Raylene Rum off the coast. And so all these people have to tip their hat to Tito's, because Tito's really opened that up. And they're a global player now, Tito's Vodka. And that's based right out of Austin.
In Houston, we have Yellow Rose.
Yeah, here in Houston, we've got the Yellow Rose bourbons
Think that our the distillery, like the distillery community, is going to be just as big as the beer community here in Houston? I'm here in Texas. Soon? Do you think it's going to rival that at all?
I don't know if it's necessarily going to rival it as far as volume, because you're starting to see like a Western European vibe as far as breweries now. You know, like it seems like every small town starting to get its own brewery. You know, but as far as distillation goes, as far as liquor goes, there's so much more overhead and cost into building a distillery versus a brewery. I'm not sure that that's necessarily going to start taking on. I think we're going to see a lot more of it, but it's definitely going to peak out a lot more so before beer does. Especially people that really want to start getting into whiskeys, because you have to spend that time aging your products, and especially like aged rums and what have you. So there's a lot of overhead there. I do think we're going to start seeing a lot more niche, a lot more boutique players in the spirits world, which I'm really excited about, and we should all be as consumers, because that means it's going to give us a lot more options and a lot more stuff to geek out about.
It's like what vodka's been getting, so many crazy flavors.
Yeah, and like for example, you got these cool cats coming out of I think it's either Mississippi, somewhere east of us down south though, called Cathead. And like they came out with a honeysuckle vodka. They're a really young player. But yeah, you can get that at Specs too. That's probably one of the coolest flavored vodkas I've ever had. You don't have to cut it with anything, and it takes you back to being a kid and eating honeysuckle off the vine.
I was going to take it back to being a kid and taking shots of vodka.
Yeah, right.
See, I mean, the honeysuckle thing is very important for the South. Ryan, growing up in the Philippines, did you ever experience honeysuckle?
No.
Yeah.
But if you made like coconut rum, then I'm all about that.
Or gave him duck eggs.
Duck eggs. Balut. Oh, that'd be disgusting. Vodka. Which is,
please don't even go there.
No.
Please don't go there.
Wait, do you know what a honeysuckle is?
You know what? Please enlighten me. I don't know what a honeysuckle is.
So it's a flower.
Okay. Right? That I know of.
And so it grows. As a kid, you're like, oh, look, honeysuckles. And you pick one. Wait, Drea.
I know. There's a bunch of them in lunch.
I'm the foreigner in this conversation now.
He's a cliche Asian guy. It's okay.
Hero!
So you grab the flower.
Okay.
And you pull it out. And there's like a little stem you can pull out of the back.
Okay.
And when you pull that out, a lot of little like sweet drops come in. You taste those.
Oh, okay. I've seen that on TV shows. People are just like, they chew on it. Okay.
Yeah, so honeysuckle is like a vine comparable to jasmine. And okay. So you
it's
pick,
really
you
fragrant.
Peel out the back of the flower and you get the nectar.
Oh, okay. So we do that in the Philippines. You chew on sugar cane. I mean, that's
yeah.
No, this is a flower, not a bark.
Well, still, man, fucking chewing on sugar cane. Sugar cane vodka. Let's go do it right now.
Well, rum. Rum is made from sugar.
That's
cane.
That's true. Never mind. Sugar cane is just fucking rum. Never mind.
You know,
wait, John's just laughing at my ass right now.
when it comes to vodka,
I'm trying not to spew my beer.
We have fun here, you know what I mean? John just learned that we're just having fun here.
When it comes to vodka right now, my favorite has been Ballast Point.
Ballast Point, okay.
Touche, sir, touche.
Only because I'm not a huge vodka drinker, but all their flavored stuff has been great. Okay.
Dude, their habanero vodka and Bloody Mary's is...
That
divine.
Is great. I love that one. And it's like they do a process where it's not like UV vodka or whatever other 88 flavor.
UV vodka.
Smirnoff usually has a lot.
The cotton candy flavored vodka. Let's do it.
Or it's artificially flavored. They limit their flavors to I think like habanero, pineapple, hibiscus. One more thing that I can't remember, and then they're normal.
Right.
But these are all, since they're starting from San Diego, they've been inspired by like the Mexican culture. That's why pineapple, hibiscus, habanero. And so they infuse all their vodka naturally.
I bet a habanero vodka would be great with Bloody Marys.
The what?
Habanero vodka would be great with Bloody Marys.
That's what we just said.
Oh, okay. It's out here. My bad.
Actually, Ballast Point has a Bloody Mary mix, and
their Bloody Mary. Yeah. Oh man, their Bloody Mary mix is so good. It's like fresh horseradish. It's incredible.
It's second to Preamble of Bloody Mary.
What's Preamble?
It's
we've
been talking about this for a couple days already, but it's a bar down in Houston or Clear Lake, excuse me, and they do craft cocktails.
So kind of like the Anvil.
Yeah, but a little bit. They take it a step further on a lot of things.
That's saying something.
Yeah, no, it is. Their head bartender is amazing. Like, this guy will craft whatever you want. And, or like, whatever you prefer. He'll give you something to drink. Or, actually, no. Whatever you don't like, he'll make you like. Because I'm not a big gin drinker.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a big gin drinker.
Right.
But all his gin drinks are amazing.
I like gin. I like Hendrix. It's not as junipery as most gins.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only gin I'll drink.
No, the bar does not have any like Jack Daniels. It starts at Buffalo Trace and up.
Touche, sir.
But no, he makes...
That's good. Hey. You remember that time I went to that one place, which will remain unnamed, who was like, hey, can I get old fashioned? He was like, oh, what do you want with that? We used to make it with Jack Daniels. And I'm like, I'm done.
Which place was that?
That was the Refinery, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So much for not being named.
That's all good. We already named them before.
Yeah. Well, here, Drea, since you gush so well about it, what's in that Bloody Mary?
I think there's shiitake mushrooms, there's wasabi on it,
wasabi.
There is sriracha, soy sauce, what else? I'm missing.
You got really excited when you said shiitake mushrooms.
It was so good.
Like, you can actually feel the mushrooms.
Yeah, they're cut like...
They're diced.
Yeah, they're diced. So you can feel them whenever you're drinking it. It's a really, like, robust drink. Like, it's really thick, but it's really flavorful.
We'll be doing a show over there soon, though. Because that'd be great to...
It's much better than mine of ketchup and Smirnoff.
Wait, ketchup-flavored Smirnoff?
Ketchup and Smirnoff. That's my Bloody Mary idea.
Yes!
Ketchup, pepper,
I'm not going to lie. I feel like...
Frank's
like
hot sauce.
Frank's hot sauce, yes.
I feel like at a certain point in the night of drinking that ketchup and Smirnoff sounds like a really good idea.
It's parade. ketchup, okay? Not Heinz, it's Parade.
I feel like that should be one of those drinks that you take at parties. That's like the drink for the Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All you gotta drink this Parade ketchup, Smirnoff.
Do you remember that Extra Life marathon we did?
Which one?
The one where we had the drink of death.
Oh, the Cobra? The King Cobra?
That was one of them, but no. So we did an Extra Life marathon where we played 24 hours video games.
Aw, man, that sounds so amazing.
It is, and we've had breweries sponsor us for that. So we get like 96 cans of beer for like 3 people.
That sounds like a death sentence.
We'll be doing that again this year, and thankfully the team is growing. So we'll have more people to help us.
We need a medical staff on standby. I might know some volunteers.
We drank, what, a 15-year-old King Cobra?
5-year-old King Cobra.
5-year-old King Cobra.
We should eat a King Cobra. I feel like
it's probably safer to eat a King Cobra.
But no, there was one. I forgot. Was it at Extra Life? Yeah, it was at... No, it wasn't. Sorry.
What was it?
So, Sean from Space Engineer Podcast, yeah. He works at GameStop, and he got like this free thermos for like Batman or something. We were looking at it, we're like, oh, ha, 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 whatever. And so we were playing video games that night, and we decided to dump whatever liquor we had in there and make this like god awful with Mountain Dew at the end of it.
Man. Oh, man.
Luckily, nobody
so like. It was like Mr. Burns slurry, but in real form.
Yep.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Was that a Simpsons reference?
It was a Simpsons reference.
That's our Simpsons
sounds expert. Legit, sounds legit. Right. I can't. So you already beat me to it, because I can't go a podcast without making a Simpsons reference, and you already beat me to it, so thank you.
Ah, yes, I outgeek your age.
Yeah,
can so I Ryan's get like a medal for Simpsons. That?
It's a gong. It's a little gong.
Oh, man, so we have a lot more to talk about, especially since we are at Eighth Wonder. We're going to take a quick break. You're going to notice a little bit of a pause. But we'll be right back to explain to you how beautiful this place is. All right,
I got a
pee. So as promised, we're back. We're here at Eighth Wonder. We got Rob out here to come. Tell us a little bit about the history of Eighth Wonder and how based it is because of Houston.
Well, we started up here about 3 years ago, brewing in Super Bowl weekend 2013. Everything's Houston inspired. We're all Houston guys. We all went to school around here, grew up around here, loved sports. Decided, you know, the Astrodome kind of needed a little homage, didn't know how long it was going to be around for. So kind of everything centraled around Houston sports. We're in the right part of town for that. We got the Dynamo fans here today. They're all going to walk down to the game. Also Astros fans and Rockets fans all at once. So it's a pretty cool time of the year when we can have all three fans come out and hang out before their respective games. So.
Well, it's funny, like living here in Houston, like I said, we're a little bit more nerd based, but when you're in Houston, it's like all about sports too. You always have pride about your teams.
Right.
And that's what I love about Eighth Wonder. I mean, there's like Astrodome chairs here.
Yeah, so, you know, being from Houston, we our teams have been here forever. We're near and dear to our hearts. You know, we've been, everyone in Texas grows up loving sports, you know, either playing them or watching them. So we just wanted to carry that over into the business world and kind of pay tribute to a lot of the feats and features that Houston's had. The Astrodome was a major architectural marvel, and you know, we just want to pay homage to it as a Houston landmark.
Now going back to the beer, which one to you is your favorite?
My favorite beer right now is Brewston, our current seasonal. I love those lighter hoppy beers. You know, not too bitter, doesn't linger too bad. Light and refreshing. It's very warm here in Houston, so we need a beer that we can drink, you know, in this kind of weather. And Brewston's my go-to beer for that.
I'm a huge hop head, and so I'm wearing hops. I'm drinking hops right now. But I did try the Brewston. And Brewston is pretty amazing as well.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's something for like a summer day.
Yeah, yeah. So Hopson's, you know, it's an 88 IBU beer. It's got a lot of hoppiness to it. And some people, you know, tend to, you know, kind of shy away from the hoppier beer. So we wanted to give them an option that showcases how great hops make beer and not scare them off with too much hoppiness. I know that it's a polarizing style. IPAs are. A lot of people love them, a lot of people hate them. And Brewson's right there in the middle, so it's kind of an introductory beer for people who aren't quite the hotbed yet.
Yeah, no, I'd say that. And also, I wanted to compliment you guys on the cans.
Oh, thank you. Thank
They've been like selling like hotcakes.
I know. Yeah, cans has been a blessing having those. We launched without cans. We were draft only for the first 2.5 years. And finally being in grocery stores and having beer for people to take home really opens up a whole lot of new opportunities for us. And, you know, it's just like the kind of, it's half of the industry, you know, package and draft. It's good to finally be in both sectors of that. All the stores and response has been great. People were lining up to get them once we put them out there. So that, you know, that's a humbling response. We're definitely, you know, very glad that everyone was out and about trying to find them. Which
you know, it was really funny. Specs has them for, what, like $7 or something?
Yeah, like $7 a six pack. Yeah,
yeah, they were on, Specs was on special, a little bit, about $1 less than everyone else for March. I'm not sure if that's continued into April or not.
Now check this out. How much were they in Cyprus?
So my friend, my coworker from Cyprus asked me to get him some of the Specs because it was about $17 to $18 over in Cyprus.
It was 13. So at HEBs in Cyprus, or at all over HEBs, they were $13.50, but we got that lowered. That was a little glitch in the system, but everything's back to normal now. So everything should be $8.88 at HEB. Rocket Fuel 4-packs and Hobson and Dump Pump 6-packs.
I was about to say, man, you guys were just like thirsty for that.
That was you know a week and a half of struggle, but you know it's all good now. Everything's fixed and we're back to normal. And
that's cool.
Cans are where they should be, and so. We, you know, if anyone paid the premium $13, they come in the brewery with the receipt and we'll hook you up with some free beers for the price discrepancy.
Right. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that when you pay that much for a beer, it's because you want it. Yeah. That too. And because you appreciate the quality.
Yeah, we you know, are definitely flattered and honored that people would pay that price, even though that's not our ask, that people were so willing to pay that. That's an incredible tribute to our fan base and how great our fans are.
Yeah, and as a guy that's on the retail end, that's, you know, talking to customers, engaging with them, and, you know, helping them find, like, Eighth Wonder beer, a lot of the fans, a lot of the supporters of the brewery are, they don't even bat an eye at that price point. They feel like the beer is worthy of that price point, so it doesn't bother them. And it's been really cool to see that nobody, like, even though they can find it cheaper at Specs, or at least this past week and a half, they didn't mind picking it up at HEB because they knew what they were getting was going to be top-notch. So it speaks a lot about the brewery and about what you all have established as a culture, too.
Yeah, well, appreciate that. I mean, those are really kind words. And, you know, we at Rocket Fuel is kind of it's our most talked about, it's our most esteemed beer, acclaimed beer.
It's my favorite beer. Yeah. That is my favorite beer.
So this part of town has got a large Vietnamese heritage, and we wanted to also pay a tribute to that, not just our sports teams, not just the Astronome. We also want to, you know, kind of highlight our neighborhood in East Downtown where, you know, some of the best Vietnamese culture exists in Houston. And what better than to make a beer like the Sudas that we drank every morning when we were building this place.
Yeah, you got Kim Son. Right?
Kim Son, Cafe TH Win. We would go in there and grab one and start our day off with those. So we figured we'd go ahead and make a beer that reflected that and kind of pay tribute to the neighborhood as well.
Please tell me you're making a something aged in brandy barrels and calling it lean.
No, I don't know if TABC would like that too much. I think they might kind of kick that back at us. But barrel-aged stuff to come soon. We played around with a little bit of Dream Shake barrel, limited release that. And so look for next year, the next coming years, we'll have a more extensive barrel program. We need more space. So
yeah.
Right now it's kind of hard to do when we don't have enough room. So once we get a bigger boat, you know, we'll have a full-fledged.
Really amazing seeing all the cans lined up against your wall.
Yeah,
that's really
yeah.
Cool.
So we put everything back here behind the TV, so we wanted everyone to see kind of what goes into making beer and how much beer comes in and out of here. All these kegs, will all be filled this week. Probably not the cans, but the kegs definitely will all be full and on the market.
Jeez.
All next week. So it's a lot of work. A lot of guys work really hard. You know, they work 12, 14-hour days getting this beer out there. So definitely a lot of work goes into this.
And it's a great atmosphere here with the Wonderland and everything. It's just awesome.
Yeah, we hadn't had that property, you know, until recently, and everything was all out in the street, and that provides a lot more cozy, relaxing atmosphere for the daytime. I know right now it's the perfect time of year in Houston to be outside. It's not too hot.
Yeah,
it's great weather. Good outdoors. Good things going on with the Final Four last weekend, and all the Dynamo, Astros, and Rocket season's coming to an end, but Astros are just starting, Dynamo are just starting, so there's a lot of fun stuff going on here in Edo this summer, and hopefully we can be kind of the central attraction with all that.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you live in Houston, this has cemented itself as a place to come visit at least once, especially because if you're Houston proud. If you're outside of Houston and you can't get Eight Wonder, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're all in Houston right now, so most people can get it right in Houston.
I was at a bar, we were bar, and Dre had a friend from Oklahoma, and they came by, and I'm like, do you like beer? He's like, yeah. Do you like coffee? He's like, yeah. So it's like, you go in there and get the Rocket Fuel right now. They got it. They were like, this is one of the best beers they've had.
They loved it.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
So I know it's really busy. I won't keep you much. We got that big Dynamo game coming up.
Yeah, 2:30.
And it's on ESPN.
It's on ESPN, yeah, playing the Sounders. The
that's
team,
pretty good.
Yeah, this is one of the better matchups. They usually draw a pretty good crowd when they get the teams like that, Clint Dempsey's in town.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks for coming, guys.
We're going to do a live review of the flight. Don't worry about it because these are all great beers.
We all love these beers.
You know, maybe I'll come back by afterwards and get you guys' thoughts on that.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thanks for hanging out.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. All right, as promised, we're going to be doing the entire line that they have on tap, except for their intellectual ale, which is out. But we're going to start with some Dome Foam, which is, of course, tribute to the Astrodome.
It's our cream ale?
Mm-hmm. Cream ale. Oh. That's a very light cream ale.
You definitely smell the barley on it, which is really cool.
Straight up.
It's really light. I can drink a lot of this.
Yeah, it's one of the most easy drinking. One of the most easy drinking beers. I really like it. It's a very Houston beer because you can just sit on your porch in the hot weather and just drink that shit.
Yeah, this is like Houston summer beer.
And that is one of the ones that they have that is canned.
It is.
Stone Foam.
I think this is one of the more widely canned ones.
Yes.
But I can see why, just because it's a very, I don't want to say entry level, but it's very easy to get into.
It is entry level. Yeah. Because it's like,
kind of tastes like Cheerios.
Because of that barley.
It's barley.
It's really, really good.
So, Haterade.
I'm really sorry about that.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go ghost.
First, let's talk about the name. That is completely Houston also.
Yeah.
Or at least South. I remember saying that in high school and things like that. But
and it kind of looks like Gatorade. Traditional Gatorade.
Yeah, it's kind of like green and, you know, kind of. So,
yeah. So, Drea, I know why you're excited about this.
Why?
Because last month we went to Texas Beer Refinery and you tried their Smosa and you're like, oh, this tastes like brisket. Now, here's the difference. The TBR one has been smoked.
Okay.
This is going to have a lot less of that smoke flavor because it's a traditional ghost.
Yeah.
So it's gonna not have the smoky. Okay, there's also a new loose goods right here too. So this is going to be more of the, like a real salty. You're going to taste kind of like salt water.
I was reading the ingredients and it has sea salt on it, doesn't it? I was reading some of the ingredients and I think it has sea salt on it.
I don't know if it has sea salt or not, but let's see. Come on. Here, you can try it.
Okay,
Let us know.
Try it. This is really good. I really like this.
So comparing it to the Texas Beer Refinery one, it's a different animal.
Oh yeah,
right?
No, it's completely different. It's a, like, the taste is there, but it's not smoky at all in a way that's like barbecue, but it's like really limey.
It's sour and salty.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's like a salted lime.
Yeah, it's like a salted
lime.
Yeah. So that's like your traditional ghost. That's what they taste like. Fortunately, Eighth Wonder has a very good.
Wait, a ghost? John?
It's like I took all the insults from my adversaries, I swallowed them, and pretty soon I'll be digesting them and processing them out.
So, hater.
Hater. I'm processing the hate.
No, that's a very good one, yeah. This is Hobson. I've been drinking this all day today, but I'm going to drink some more.
We were talking about this is one of your beer pantheons. It's the Hobson.
Yes, the Hobson.
You definitely get the sea salt on the Haterade. Like, now that it's been a couple of seconds since I finished it, it's like, yeah.
But sourness has a citrus taste to it. So I was like, kind of great. It's like a sip, like a salted lime. It's a citrus and salt.
It's delightful.
Haterade. It's filled with electrolytes. But no, the Hobson is one of my favorite beers from them. I'm a huge IPA guy because I'm one of those assholes.
You're a hophead.
Yeah. But
I don't think you're an asshole.
But it's a really easy drinking IPA.
Exactly. It's not too bitter.
No. There's a lot of IPA where like, fuck your taste buds, I'm gonna wreck it. This one is not.
This one's definitely
got a lot stronger of a malt backbone, you know? Like, and even in the color, it's got like a darker amber to it. So you can tell there's a lot more of a malt presence there. Yeah, you definitely get the hops, but I feel like it's balanced out by the biscuit quality. You know,
I agree. I enjoy Carbox Hopadillo because it is hop front. But there are times when your palate just wants to kick it back.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And I think Hobson provides the IPA that I want without the bitterness that I may need at that moment. Right. You know? Next is Alternate Universe. This is an alt beer. Don't hand it to me, Dre.
Sounds like an alt, like alternative beer?
This reminds me of honey.
Honey.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, all beers are a lot of...
Yeah, it's supposed to transport you around like the TARDIS.
Yeah.
It's more like a, you know, it's a German beer.
It's a German raspberry honey. Oh, I like that. I haven't had that before, and I actually really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that back note.
Yeah.
With has a lot of honey in there.
It's really enjoyable, because I feel like an overpowering honey taste, like a lot of drinks, like it's used to a hint.
Ooh, that's tasty.
That is very tasty. That is very tasty. I enjoyed that a lot.
It's like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios. So the first one is Cheerios.
Yeah.
This one is Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
All right, so don't vomit Cheerios, and this one's Honey Nut Cheerios.
All right, so we're going to move on to Ryan's favorite beer.
Rocket Fuel. What Rob was saying, that's the Vietnamese coffee porter beer.
Yeah.
You don't get to try this. You've
already tried so much of it.
I've drank so much of this in the past few weeks.
I'm actually drinking that right now.
I mean, for a porter,
I don't think it's a drink.
Ryan wants the official tasting glass.
I feel like as a coffee drinker, I could drink this a lot.
Yeah.
Well, the ABV on it is really, really low.
Yeah, it's 4.6.
Yeah, so you can practically drink it all day and not get drunk.
Yeah, it's just like the coffee flavor in general. Like,
I feel like if I drink enough of that, I could definitely make it to the stratosphere.
I actually drank like, I drank the 2 4 packs in the past like couple weeks, so.
Good God.
It's 4.6. But yeah. So I mean, I get this one of my favorite beers. That's always the one I always recommend. But if you're not from Houston and you're in like in a bar that has it, just drink that. If you like coffee, that's your beer.
Well, if you're not from Houston, you can't get any.
Well, if you're not from Houston and you're in Houston, and then there's a bar that's serving it, go drink it.
All right, so this is Mission Control, which is their a combination between the Rocket Fuel and the Foam Dome.
No, is it?
Oh, is it? No, wait.
No. So,
it's your brown porter.
It's brown porter. So it's Rocket Fuel without the coffee.
Okay, well, I saw the coffee and cream, and that's what I thought.
Coffee and cream is their Dome Foam and the Rocket Fuel.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, Jesus, everybody makes mistakes.
I know. This is rare, so. enjoy the moment. Oh,
have you had this one?
Yeah,
ooh, I was thinking it's got an interesting nose to it too.
It's got that medicine taste to it.
Medicine? Oh, no, no. Let me taste it. I don't know what you mean by medicine. I drank it earlier. I don't know what you mean by medicine taste.
Here's it, yeah.
I don't know what he means by medicine taste either.
It kind of cleared my palate.
What do you mean medicine taste?
I think as a scotch, like drinking scotch, it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
I don't
know what's wrong with my taste, but...
No. I'm trying to figure out what you mean. I'm not trying to make fun of your hand.
Let it on the top of the tongue, not on the front.
I see what you mean by scotch taste.
It has like that initial scotch.
It's got the malt characteristics.
Yeah, so the malt is malty. It's very malty. I think that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think that's what it is because I just passed it quick instead of...
Because like, Mission Control is the rocket fuel without the coffee. So the coffee is kind of overpowering the malt sometimes, which it's not a bad thing for rocket fuel.
Right.
But with Mission Control, then you can taste more of the malt and then you're like, yeah. It's a completely different animal.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Thank you for shining bright on that.
What?
Thank you for shining bright on that one, right? Because I was like, what's wrong with my taste buds?
No, when you said medicine, I think it's the maltness. It's the maltiness, yeah.
And then finally, the Brewston Pale Ale.
Oh, we're excited about this one. Very excited.
I already had a couple glasses. Oh, okay. That's what I'm drinking a little bit, but all right. I really wish they canned this one.
All right, let's see. I have not had this.
All right.
Guys, we're sleeping right now.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no, that is good. Yeah, it's real light.
Oh my god.
Very easy drinking.
I think I might like it a little bit more than the hops then.
I kind of want to agree.
It's kind of got its place, you know. You have like the first drinks, like your first beers, the Hopston, to kind of get your mind right, and then you have the Brewston to kind of finish out your day.
I don't want
to
compete or anything, but if we're talking about happiness, this one is way more balanced.
Yeah, most of it's nowhere near as resiny or piney. Yeah.
This one's so much easier. If Hopston's easy to drink, this is easier to drink.
You know what's funny? It's like, I actually think that the Hopston takes care of the more of the malty and barley flavors than the Hopston brings up.
The Brewston
brings out the hops for a pale ale.
You know, I would have to say I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more floral than the Hopston.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's I think the Hopson's definitely got a lot more of those malty biscuit qualities, and then the Brewston's got more like that floral.
But it doesn't reach IPA bitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to be like, yeah, it's good.
Well played, Jesus. Well played.
Oh, sir. That smell on there. Try that. Smell that.
That's fantastic.
I'm not trying to hold it.
Sniff that.
Why
don't we have like freaking like late plugins with like. Why don't we have like Glade plugins that smell like, you know,
like beer?
Like IPAs.
If we're gonna go that far, we need to have Glade plugins that smell like chicken and waffles, let's be honest.
Oh, you know, one time when I was when I lived with roommates, I had the candle that smelled like freaking like cinnamon rolls. And I lit it up. I woke up early, lit it up, and they're like, oh, we're cinnamon rolls. I'm like, ha ha.
Nice.
No, I mean, Ballast Point could do that then if they're doing all the flavored stuff.
Cinnamon roll vodka!
Oh my god!
See, Dre likes it,
yes!
Oh man.
So you get freaking Bloody Mary and then a cinnamon roll vodka, so you're like your breakfast vodka.
Oh no, they're grapefruit sculpin.
Oh, grapefruit sculpin? Yeah. Well, I mean, just so like shots of vodka for breakfast.
But then we could do a cinnamon roll Bloody Mary.
That's when you're really high.
Welcome to 420 show.
So,
let's go. I mean, these are all great beers, but Jesus, which one's your favorite?
So to me, it's really unfair because the Brewston is a seasonal. So it's not something you get all year.
Okay.
The Hopston as a mainstay, I like that a lot. You know, I could drink that.
And that's canned.
Yes, that's canned.
So for the listeners who don't know, what's canned is Dome Foam, Hopston, and Rocket Fuel.
Exactly. Now, we've been doing this a lot lately, and I've been turned on to Goes a lot. You know, right. I'm really appreciating what they are. They've got that sourness and that saltiness to them.
I really like that.
As a Mexican that loves, like...
No, dude, like, it's like the salty lime, man.
No, as a Mexican that likes to put, like, you know, lime and tahini on all their fruit.
Tahini is fucking awesome. Tahini.
Gozes are really speaking to me.
Or sal de gusano.
So, I mean, I'd have to say the Hobson is great with the Haterade coming in second, very close second, and they're brewing as a non-normal, like non-traditional beer, or not seasonal, whatever, is up there as well.
Okay, cool. What about you, John?
Dude, I'm going to have to say Rocket Fuel with a Haterade Chaser, man.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing in that order.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And not necessarily that one's number one, one's number two. It's just I want all of those flavors in my mouth at the same time. Something about that Haterade is pretty delightful. And I'm not going to lie. I came out to Eighth Wonder February 2015 for my birthday. My wife brought me out here, which was pretty epic. And I had the Rocket Fuel, and at that time I wasn't that impressed. But after revisiting it, the Rocket Fuel is pretty epic. And having that and having the Haterade, I think those two beers are pretty exceptional. And I haven't had, and I've had a lot of beer, let's be honest. I haven't had any beers that have compared to those two. Those two beers, I think, were pretty iconic for Eighth Wonder.
Any more comments about it, Grant?
It's pretty much exactly what I feel about it. Like, the flavors are really, really particular to each beer. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they stood up the most to me.
Which one speaks to you?
The one that speaks to me is Haterade.
Oh, nice. Oh,
okay. We might have a unanimous decision here.
Haterade. But being a coffee lover, I would definitely go for Rocket Fuel most of the time.
I love coffee, so I'm gonna take Rocket Fuel out of the running because I love that. I can't. It's always there. Brewston is fantastic. I know it's a seasonal, but that is one of my favorite beers. One of my favorites that I've tasted right now. But Haterade took us all by surprise.
Yeah, definitely.
And it does have that kind of like that lemon lime Gatorade taste.
I feel like I need to have that with my street tacos.
I know.
Oh hell yeah! Like, oh my God, John.
I feel like I need to be in Mexico City and order some lengua tacos with Haterade as my beer.
Oh my God.
I feel like since Ryan and I are training for a 5K, that I could put that in a bottle. Like,
oh, it's so Gatorade.
Oh my God. And then as soon as I pass up, people just be like,
Haterade. So it's funny. So he's just out of training for a 5K. I actually bought a belt. It was like really cheap. But it comes with like little like pouches for water so I can fill down with Haterade. I'm like, what's up?
Wait, I got you beat. I got a 3-liter Camelback that I can
just... Oh, you can fill with Haterade.
Nice.
Oh, man. So,
all right. So this was our visit to Eighth Wonder. I love coming here.
No, it's a great brew. This is a brew that we've been through a bunch of times.
Exactly. It's you know, basically the heart of, or no, it's in the liver of downtown.
In the liver of downtown.
Yeah, I mean, look, northeast.
Oh, that's good. It's anatomically correct. Yeah.
It's in the liver of downtown. Has a great open area called Wonderland.
And you know, and as a kid, I am a kid, even though I'm almost in my 30s.
Whatever, it's all good.
As a kid that has a kid, you know, it's family friendly. You can bring out your pets, and it's got a really cool vibe. You got food here. And
now, Itzy Boys, who are owned by also Eighth Wonder, they're great food.
Yeah,
great
food. Yeah, and my wife just took a trip to Danktown.
I know.
What was that?
It's pretty much like a sandwich, but they use like this Calera sandwich, and they put cheese sticks and it was salami.
That's insane.
I got big shrimpin'.
Big shrimpin'.
I do sandwich. I know there's cheese, really good mayonnaise, lettuce. Basically, it was shrimp crab po' boy for them.
Gosh. I didn't get anything because the line was too long and I was too lazy. So
I didn't get anything because I ate an apple fritter alone in my car earlier today. I was crying and listening to Morrissey.
Oh man, so I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you are in Houston, please visit.
And shameless plug, any of these items we've talked about today, you can definitely find them at Specs. And if you happen to be in the Westview neighborhood, ask for John. Love to help you.
There you go.
John will hook you up. Some more rocket fuel.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Premium Booze Out number 4. Thank you for listening, and good night, Space City. Yeah.